You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you, host of this radio program. This message is called The Winning Mindset. It's a look at people in the Bible that suffered terribly and were under great persecution, but still, they got through, and they had an attitude to them. And I want to capture the attitude. First, I want to discover what it was, find out how they got it, and find out how we can get it. And that, in a nutshell, is what this message is. It's called The Winning Mindset. Here is the next part. We'll wrap this up tomorrow, and I'll tell you more about our services tomorrow. If you'd like to hear the whole thing, you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Right-click on the message, download it to your computer, write to me. I will mail you the disc, naturally, of course, free of charge. Paul at WMIEFM.com. Enjoy today's message from The Winning Mindset.
The prisoners are watching. They're Satan's prisoners. He's got them in his grasp, and they're watching you. They're watching you to see if you've got this winning mindset. They must have thought they were crazy when they started singing songs. How many of you, if you got locked up in jail for saying Jesus Christ is Lord, would go around singing songs? That one's a little bit easier to do. Not the bronze kettle, but into jail. I still ask you how many of you would do it. That's pretty good. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, verse 26. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately the doors were opened, everyone's chains were loosed. The keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep, seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, we're all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" As a result, the unbelievers wanted what Paul and Silas had, inner peace that can only come through knowing Jesus Christ. Next up, 2 Timothy 4:16. The last thing Paul wrote before he died, he said this. Again, 2 Timothy 4:16. I think it's on the handout. "At my first defense, no one stood with me. They all abandoned me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood at my side," the NIV says. The Lord stood at my side. Literal, figurative, I guess you gotta have to die to find that out. The same thing will happen to you, I promise you. The Lord stood at my side and strengthened me. So this is what I believe happens to the child of God. We know for a fact that happened to these three going into the furnace, right? What did Nebuchadnezzar say when he looked inside there? He says, "Didn't we put three guys in here?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Who's the fourth guy in there?" And my Greek Old Testament, 300 years before the New Testament, said the fourth guy in there looks like the Son of God. When you go through the furnace, Jesus goes with you. You might not see him here right now. But when you get, like Peter did, and get out of that boat and take that step, he goes with you. I would bet every time, or the only time, it's going to be required of you. You get out of that boat, he goes with you. This is his testimony. Verse 18 there in 2 Timothy 4, he said, "And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Paul had a quiet confidence and an inner peace that God was in control of his circumstances and that he would work everything out one way or the other. All right, one more example. What sermon on a winning mindset would be complete without looking at David and Goliath? 1 Samuel chapter 17. In this scripture, we're going to look at two prevailing mindsets, or the tale of two mindsets. Every living soul on planet Earth at crunch time will be defined by either one of these two mindsets. There's no three. When you're looking at someone 9'6", there's only two. Here's the first one. 1 Samuel 17, verse 23. It says then, now David's father sent him out with some gourmet cheese to give to his brothers. Right? Here, take these cheeses. Got some Twinkies and some cheeses. His bag must smell terrible. You ever walk into a cheese store before? You got to go to where I grew up, Summit, New Jersey. There was this place called the Cheese Shop. Man, oh man, the whole town stunk like this place. I couldn't go within 5 miles of this place. So his father loads him down with cheese and says, "Here, take these to your brothers." So as he was talking to them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, whose name was Goliath, coming up from the armies of the Philistines. And he spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. Underline that phrase or make a note of it. Dreadfully afraid. The King James says they were sore afraid. And here's the other, verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine anyway, that he should defy the armies of the living God? Do you see the difference? Look at the air of arrogance that he has. Not in himself, no, but in the realization how small this man was and comparing to God." I was thinking this morning of when they sent the spies out too. Remember? He sent the, I think it was Joshua. No, it wasn't. It was Moses. He sent the 12 spies to go spy out the land. Remember? And two came back in faith, and the other 10, this first two had the winning mindset, and the other 10 didn't. These were dreadfully afraid. But David had the realization, like I said, that God was for him and how small this man was. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He should defy the armies of the living God. But it's important to see here where he got this attitude from. And I want to show you. It's found just a couple verses earlier than this. 1 Samuel chapter 17. But let me pick it up in verse 34, two verses earlier. David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion and a bear came and took the lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and I struck it and I delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed a lion and a bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be just like one of them." seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from this hand of the Philistines. And Saul said to David, go and may the Lord be with you. You see, God used this trial by osmosis to produce in David the God compound, hupomeno, perseverance. David's air of arrogance came through abiding under the hand of God in the past and experiencing his deliverance. All of you already have this. Hasn't God come through for you with some great thing in your life before? Many of you have heard me give the testimony before of finances at the radio station where I was a subordinate at. We needed $40,000 in a day or the bank was going to take the radio station. And some woman called me on the phone and said, do you need anything? And I said, lady, I need $40,000. She said, how long are you there till? I said, lady, I'll wait all day for you. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Ding dong. Open the front door. Lady handed me a check made out to WCNO for $40,000. Just like that. You see, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, what do you think happens the next time there's a money crunch in my life? Taketh a royal hike. I'm not going to worry. I mean, I don't worry. I mean, poo-hoo on you. I'm not worried about that. God's come through in a big way in my life, and I trust him through this. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Here's your trial. You got to watch God come through in your life. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10 says. Let him see you through what you're going through. And then you get this attitude that David had when he came up to, he just killed a lion and a bear 3 verses earlier. Who is this man compared to that? No. God saw him through a trial, and it developed in him the fortitude that he needed to face this man and say what he said to him. That's where this came from. What comes to mind is this for me. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. From David's to Daniel's in the lion's den, to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace, to Paul and Silas in prison, to Polycarp, who said, bring forth what thou wilt, to Antipas, and whatever in the world he said.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA. 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Make your day count. Welcome to Make Your Day Count and this beautiful Thursday morning. And I hope you tune in to with us for, because together, I'm fighting for words this morning.